Okay, I admit it. I am one of those people that can be kind of like a hurricane or tornado passing through. Lots of great ideas, lots of passion, very little organization. I'm working on it. Organization is not my strong suit. I kind of dive into something, causes, good deeds, with a great intention and a great heart, but not always with as much forethought and planning as I should have. I just kind of figure everything's going to work out. And people around me, the organized people around me, such as my parents and husband and things like that, have oftentimes had to clean up my messes, unfortunately. But I am working on it. So, of course, it was a good idea when a missionary wife and her family were in town for me to plan a ladies' get-together at my mom's house for this missionary wife. I mean, that's a great idea, right? Well, my mother was going to be out of town, but she was so kind to say, sure, use my house. My house is having road construction all around. It's very difficult to get to my house right now as they're building a roundabout on my corner. So her house was the perfect place to use. And they were going to be out of town, but we had talked about it the night before. They were going to leave the door unlocked that morning on their way out so that I could open the door, use the house, lock up after, clean up after, and then leave. So I get there, and of course I'm running late. Of course I am. Of course I have to throw something in the oven. Of course I have 15 minutes to get it all done and look like everything had been well planned. You know, some of you are kind of last minute like I am. I get to the door with all these groceries and things like that, and the door is locked. My very efficient father had, on by habit, locked the door, because that's of course what he always did if they went go out of town, even though we had talked about him leaving it unlocked. Yes, they may have given me their house key a couple times in the past, and maybe I didn't remember where it was. So I'm trying to get a hold of them. Everyone's going to be there in 15 minutes for this party. They are not answering their phone. Now I'm over at the neighbor's house, who have a key to their house, banging on the door. The neighbor's not home. Finally, my father calls me and tells me where to find a hidden key outside their house. I unlock the door, fly in, throw everything in the oven, and of course the party went off fine. During the party, two of the daughters, the missionary girls, we had given them gifts. So we all decided, I took the two girls out to the minivan that they had borrowed for a couple weeks, and we put the gifts in their minivan. Well, one of the daughters accidentally locked the keys of the minivan in the minivan. And now the missionary family is stuck at my parents' house because the keys are inside their van. So all that I am saying about this story is, number one, some of you might be able to relate to me. Stuff just happens to you. If it's going to be crazy, it's probably going to happen to me. Many times people say, Molly, you're like I Love Lucy. Everything happens to you. Sometimes all you can do when crazy things happen, we end up calling that party the locked out party. I was locked out of the house, and then now they were locked out of the van. So everything worked out. Someone came, helped them get back into the van. Everything worked out. But at the time, you have two options. You can throw up your hands and run around in circles like Chicken Little and the sky is falling and ruin the whole occasion because this is so frustrating, and start whining and complaining, crying. Listen, I've done all of it, okay? And when you think back on it sanely, later, calmly, it is because I did not have my own key to my parents' house. It did originate as my problem. It was my fault. But you can blame everybody in the minute. You can do whatever you want to do. And I've done all those options. But let me tell you, the better option is what I have learned to do, and that is throw back your head and laugh. Laugh at the situation. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at the circumstances. Make up a funny title, The Locked Out Lunch. Do something to make everyone feel comfortable because life isn't going to be perfect. You're going to plan like I did for my college class that I was teaching. I had planned, and I was so proud of myself because I don't normally plan this much. I had planned, I had stayed up, I had prepared a beautiful PowerPoint. And then the morning of my first class, the television in the classroom did not work. I could not use my PowerPoint that I had prepared forever. Things happen. Things happen. So let me just say, ladies, if something happens in your life this week, and it will, the very best option is to take it lightly, learn to laugh at yourself, laugh at the situation, and not get nervous, rattled, upset, blaming, complaining, crying. Laughing is the best option, and everything always tends to work out okay in the end. So just a thought, if you're like me, you're going to have to learn to laugh at yourself a lot. Have a great week. Walk in love, loving God and loving others.